It's muffed. A rough fantasy year. The data has a lot to say about it. Muffed. Terry McLaurin finished 2025 as the number 56 wide receiver in total PPR scoring, with the number 35 wide receiver in PPR per game among players who suited up at least 6 times. That gap tells you everything. This was an availability problem, not a talent problem. McLaurin played just 10 games for a 5-12 Washington team, and when he was on the field, the offense funneled him work like he was still the alpha. But 7 missed games torpedoed any shot at a useful season total, and the games he did play came inside a passing attack that produced minus 5.3 expected points added on the year. McLaurin got muffed by injuries and by a quarterback room cycling through Marcus Mariota and others while Jaden Daniels was unavailable. Steady mid-range production when active, 0 of the massive weeks fantasy managers needed. Now let's dig into the numbers. McLaurin caught 38 balls for 582 yards and 3 touchdowns on 60 targets across his 10 games, a 23% target share and a 37% share of his team's air yards. Genuinely elite alpha usage, the role never wavered. He averaged 11.4 PPR points per game, and the consistency was the story. His 10 games ranged from a low of 4.7 to a high of 22.6, with 7 landing between 7 and 16 PPR points. That's a steady floor profile, not boom or bust. He cleared 14 points just 3 times all year and never hit 25. The deeper issue, just 93 yards after the catch across the entire season, which is why the ceiling stayed capped even with target volume that screamed top 20 wide receiver. Debo Samuel led Washington with 72 catches for 727 yards, and that's only because McLaurin missed 7 games. The per-game role was still his to lose. 10 games at 11.4 a pop simply can't compete with healthy receivers stacking 17. The defining beat came week 13 against the Broncos, 4th-and-3 at the Denver 3-yard line. 2 minutes and 50 seconds into overtime, Washington down 20-27. Mariota took the shotgun snap, looked short left, and found McLaurin for the touchdown. It was his biggest fantasy day of the year, 22.6 PPR points on 7 catches for 96 yards and a score in a game Washington still lost. That's the McLaurin 2025 experience in one snapshot. Elite usage, a clutch red zone target, a loss on the scoreboard, and a fantasy line that was good but never spectacular. Muffed! McLaurin finished as the number 35 wide receiver in PPR per game and the number 56 in total scoring, a quietly efficient alpha role wrecked by 7 missed games. The yards after catch number, just 93 all season, is the real on-field weakness. Without explosive run after catch production, even a 23% target share couldn't generate the ceiling weeks fantasy managers needed.
That's Terry McLaurin's 2025.
One quick note, if you want the same treatment for every player on your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.